A bishop may die, but God's church, which is the people, will never perish. The prophetic words of Archbishop Oscar Arnulfo Romero just a few weeks before his death on March 24, 1980. The Archbishop of San Salvador, known simply as Monsignor, was shot dead as he said Mass in the simple chapel of the hospital where he chose to live. When he was appointed to the job 3 years earlier, he was considered a quiet, conservative candidate, a man who could strengthen relations between the government, the military, and the church in the face of escalating civil strife and political repression. But less than a month after taking office, Romero found himself burying a Jesuit priest and friend who'd been assassinated for helping poor communities organize themselves to assert their rights. It was a transforming moment as the new archbishop realized he could not be faithful to the gospel message without standing on the side of the poor and oppressed. Increasingly, he began speaking out against the torture and killings perpetrated by government-backed militias that were supported logistically and financially by the US administration. The day before his assassination, Romero openly challenged the military leadership in a homily broadcast across the country, saying no soldier is obliged to obey an order that is contrary to the will of God. Words he knew were most likely to cost him his life.
If they kill me, I will rise again in the people of El Salvador.
3 decades on from his death, Romero is remembered and revered by many as the voice of the voiceless, an inspirational figure for all who struggle to uphold the gospel values of equality, justice, and peace. In Britain, his legacy is now being celebrated through a musical, which made its London premiere in September 2009 and is now being staged by schools and other drama groups, with proceeds going to support CAFOD development projects in El Salvador.
Church of God, which is the people, will never die, will never die, will never die, will never die.
It caught me emotionally, and that to me was one of the first things I noticed about it. And then I did my own research into the story of Oscar Romero, and it became obvious to me that this was a story that was worth representing and worth remembering.
Audrey Tang is artistic director of Click Productions and the producer of Romero the Musical. She and author Liam Bowris sat down with Jesuit Communications Officer Jed Clapson to talk about the staging of this show as a way of making Romero's legacy come alive for young people today.
In composing, it seemed to happen quite quickly. Once I got a clear picture with my co-writer, George Daly, of the story and of the characters involved, I did more research in the early years of 1982 over in Ireland. I met at least 3 people there who knew Romero, or also met one of his biographers. And so I got a much clearer picture of the kind of style of music I ought to write for the different characters. That did help.
So, Audrey, what was your feeling when you heard about this particular project?
I listened to the music, first of all, and actually something Liam hasn't added on there was he wrote it in the style of Mass, which I thought was absolutely beautiful. And one of the things that struck me was the motifs that kept coming back. And because I have a picture of things when I hear music, because years of dancing, you learn to interpret in that way. There were moments when I was following the script, hearing the music, and I just thought, oh, it'd be so nice if this character's tune came back, and there it was. And so moments like that just really, it was very emotional. It it's not just him in terms of the whole story. What we wanted to pull out was characters such as Rutilio, Jean Donovan, Maria Gomez, some of the characters who were, Maria was a school teacher, Jean Donovan a human rights worker, again, all of them in a situation that they didn't choose for themselves, necessarily, in terms of the politics, but they were the ordinary folk, and the fact that Romero represented them was quite incredible and very inspirational. You just don't see that sort of story anymore. What I liked was that it was just real human life that was being portrayed there, and that was the most important part for us.
Now, it was staged recently in London, originally in Worth, and it's been to a few schools since then. Does it change as per the audience, the performers who are staging it?
I think for us, it was a change because we took it on about 30 years later, really. It's been that sort of length of time. Also, I work with a very good choreographer, and because I've got a dance background as well, I think we put a lot of dance aspects into it, which perhaps wouldn't have been in a straight, almost concert mass type production. I know that previous productions have used a lot of slides, but what we wanted to do was actually stage some of those ideas artistically and recreate them in dance, recreate them in costume. For example, in one of the numbers, The Death of Father Ortiz, there would have been the lighting showing the slideshow and the character probably just, I think, very black boxy, walking on stage just being killed. What we wanted to do is just bring out more of the emotion, and we had a Venetian carnival concept for all of the deaths that we built upon. So by the time we got to Father Ortiz, who was near the last one to be killed, we actually had his costume covered in hooks, and we attached red ribbons to them and pulled out the ribbons. And as the deaths had all occurred, we'd probably done stage three death numbers. When Romero died, we literally just had one gunshot and that was it. And that was the contrast we wanted to put in, that was the reality of the situation, and that was the loss. The difference there was just in terms of the artistic interpretation and what we wanted to put across while still remaining true to the story.
What ultimate messages do you feel that the story and the musical project, Leon?
Well, in 82, it finishes with The Church of God, which is the people will never die. At that time, it looked very bleak in El Salvador and for several decades since. And now, perhaps something is happening that is much more positive. The new president praying at Romero's tomb before he took office, quite remarkable. So perhaps his saying, Romero saying that if they kill me, I will rise in the people of El Salvador, is finally coming through. He's been already called a saint, San Romero of the Americas.
What about the future of Romero the musical? Because there are resources now available on the internet, aren't there?
There is on romerothemusical.com a full digital DIY pack. It basically enables you to download all you need to stage the musical yourself. You don't get a stage crew or actors, but almost practically everything else, the script, London script as well, and backing tracks and the guide tracks and the libretto. Originally, I was going to have that free, but then it seemed much more reasonable if people paid for it, but the money went to El Salvador and development projects. So that's what it is. All the proceeds go to El Salvador.
But it's not just aimed at schools only. It can be for any group who would like to put on the musical themselves. And it's just a case of, here is something slightly different for you. It can be done on a big stage. It can be done just as a concert with, say, five people. But it's something different, and it's telling a very significant story. And that's really what we want it to be able to have living onwards. In the same ways, I think Romero himself wouldn't have expected a musical to be written about him. But the fact that his story is so inspirational and so moving, and that we hope that other people will at least find that side of things if they stage it themselves, and then it can go to support the work he started, I think that's quite a wonderful thing to be part of.
thanks there to author Liam Bowres and producer Audrey Tang, talking to the Jesuit Communications Officer in the UK, Jed Clapson. Once again, all the details and resources for staging the musical can be found online at www.romerothemusical.com.